You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time for us to sit down with RNIB's Chief Executive, Simon Antrobus, for our regular catch-up. We've got some audio description to talk about today and a very valued service from RNIB as well. Simon, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be here, Alan.
So we're going to start, first of all, just a little chat about our ECHLO services, because there are people out there who will not know what ECHLO does or what RNIB's involvement in. But I think it's quite fair to say ECHLOs are a vital service at a point where people perhaps need a lot of support, whether it's practical support, emotional support, the most.
Yeah, Alan, and I'm delighted that RNIB plays such a comprehensive and a fulsome role in delivering eye care liaison support in hospitals across the UK. I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago to join a ECHLO call where a good number of our eye care liaison officers come together once a month to talk about key aspects of their work. And I heard firsthand from a number of those ECHLOs that's such a vital and important work that they do at a point when individuals that are either blind or partially sighted, or they're coming to terms with sight loss, and it's quite a moment in someone's life, and there's a point at which individuals need help and support from somebody who understands what that individual is going through. And you know, hearing those stories and the moments of support that we provided, it was inspiring and energizing. So I've made a commitment to spend some time with ECHLOs in person out in the hospitals and the places where they work. So next week, I'm off to Peterborough City Hospital to meet the ECHLO in Peterborough and hear more about it firsthand.
It always amazes me, Simon, the skills that the ECHLOs need in their toolbox, if you like, because if someone could come in to see them and a clinician has told them, sorry, you're losing your sight, here's some telephone numbers and let's have another appointment. Clinicians do a great job, they're there for that, but they really need someone to take the baton, if you like, and I just sit someone down and explain to them everything that's out there to support them, to help them, and not just them, you know, their family, their friends as well. If someone gets a diagnosis of sight loss, it can affect people, many people, in a variety of different ways.
Well, yeah, exactly, Alan. I think sometimes when you're in those situations, you only hear so much from the consultant, and what we're able to do with the ECHLO service is then just sit down and check understanding, provide reassurance, provide information, and to be that helping hand and directing through to other help and support, but also being a listening ear. This is such an important role when people are at a very vulnerable moment in their lives. So I'm super proud that we provide that support across the UK.
And we've spoken to people in the past who've used the ECHLO service. You know, some have been even quite positive despite getting that diagnosis. Some have been, it's fair to say, in the depths of despair as well. You know, they think they lose their job, lose their family, lose their income, you know, lose their independence, everything like that. And just taking that time to sit down with someone just to say, look, don't worry, you know, we're here to help with, yeah, the practical stuff. We can help you stay in work, you know, there's technology there to help as well, but you know, emotionally, psychologically, it can be hugely damaging. You can't really start that path to recovery without helping people get into the correct mindset.
Absolutely. And I think that's you know, it's a fundamental role for RNIB, isn't it? It's why we exist, essentially. So I'm keen to ensure, as the CEO of this fantastic organisation, that we continue to push hard to develop and grow our ECHLO services, because as I say, they are such a vital and important part of what we deliver as an organisation.
It'll be good to catch up with you, Simon, actually, to hear how that visit went and what you thought of that as well, at the coalface, as it were. Let's move on to something now. Audio description is massively important for blind and partially sighted people, whether it's on television, cinemas, theatres, you know, arts venues, and sport as well. You know, audio description gets in so many places now, and RNIB has been at the forefront of that for quite a while now. We've got the Six Nations rugby on at the moment. I'm not sure if you're a rugby fan, Simon, or a sports fan.
I am a rugby fan. I missed the game at the weekend. I'm sure you enjoyed it. It's incredible to watch a game of rugby. So I'm really pleased that we played a part, you know, as a world leader, to be honest, Alan, in encouraging audio description. And you know, it's interesting because we can kind of big ourselves up. But when my previous job was at BBC Children in Need, so I did speak to the director general just as I was leaving the organisation, and he said to me, and I was surprised and taken aback by this, he said, look, Simon, you're going to an amazing organisation. These people come in and see me from RNIB and they talk to me about the importance of audio description, and it's because of your conversations as RNIB with me that we've done things here at the BBC. So I'm delighted that we can play that part, and it just shows how influential we are in a busy BBC schedule. All the things that the BBC is focused on, that they have taken on board some of the information, influence and suggestions that have come from us here at RNIB.
And the big ticket, I suppose, if we think back even a year or so now, was, you know, the BBC, they were the first to do live AD on a regular basis within Strictly. Strictly fans who are blind could then have the live audio description. It's something which is very, very difficult to do. Channel 4 did it with the Paralympic Games in Paris in 2024, and they've made a commitment to do it again for the Winter Games, which are coming up shortly as well. But the Six Nations, you know, to sit down and watch it with friends who are sighted, I get the audio description, or the enhanced or embedded audio description, and I can tell what's happening play by play on that pitch, and it really it makes a difference, because you feel included once again.
Yeah.
When you can follow that ball throw by throw, tackle by tackle.
That's one of the most important things, Alan, because the BBC has a real commitment to bringing people together. And those big live moments on the television, like the Six Nations or Strictly or the FA Cup or Wimbledon, all of these things, they bring the nation together. And what we are, you know, encouraging here at RNIB and talking to the BBC and Channel 4 and others, is that there is an opportunity, and it's not straightforward and easy, is it, to include blind and partially sighted through that live audio description. So these big moments like Strictly, like the Six Nations, they genuinely do bring, in their own way, bring the nation together, and it's great that we can play our part in enabling that to happen for blind and partially sighted people.
It was only last year, Simon, we actually had the first accessible media symposium, which was held by RNIB, and I was fortunate enough to be asked to chair that 2-day event. It was at Grimaldi, RNIB's headquarters. I think it really shows, you know, you mentioned about RNIB being an influencer, the UK being a leader in audio description, but to bring together the amount of people we did from, you know, Netflix, Google, Amazon, we had all the terrestrial channels there as well, audio describe companies, you know, the big hitters here who all wanted to come along when invited to discuss the future of audio description. And it kind of shows, you know, the influence that RNIB has to pull these kinds of people together.
Absolutely. And, you know, it wouldn't have been one of the things that I would have imagined coming into RNIB in January that we would be such a world leader in. But I spent some time with Sonali, who leads this work for us in RNIB, and I was blown away by the level of influence we have in this space. And of course, it takes us to other worlds as well. So whilst we're thinking about audio description in terms of television and film, you know, Sonali and RNIB are also thinking about it from a gaming point of view, which makes us really modern and contemporary and relevant. So a really important part of our work in changing lives for blind and partially sighted people.
Absolutely is. So we're out of time, unfortunately, Simon. Now, if you would like to find out about RNIB's services, then do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. Our friendly, helpful helpline team are also there for you at the end of the phone on 0303 123 9999. And if you're a smart speaker, just ask it to call RNIB's helpline as well. Simon, we'll catch up with you again next week, but thanks always for your time, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Bye. Bye.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.